Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So I'm on my way to do a TV interview, and there's a trick I use before I have a panic attack. Now, I don't really have panic attacks, but in the past, I've gotten pretty nervous about certain interviews and this type of thing in certain situations. So one thing I do that really helps is, look, your body feels adrenaline. Anytime you're about to do something new or different, or we call it novelty, but anytime that you're going to do something different that's going to stretch you outside your comfort zone, our body has these stress hormones, right? You get a shot of cortisol, you get a shot of adrenaline, these types of things. And your body, if it's not careful, it doesn't know how to interpret these new neurochemicals that are shooting through your body. But your brain does. And it's like if someone throws a plastic spider at you and you don't know it's a spider, immediately you have a reaction. It's a shot of adrenaline, a shot of cortisol, fight or flight. You get all these things that happen in your body. And then your brain says, hey, it's just a plastic spider. And you're like, oh, okay. In other words, the new information reinterprets the physiological experience that your body has. So in other words, you say plastic spider, your heart rate calms down and your body begins to normalize. Well, it's the same thing with public speaking. When you're about to go speak, you have these shots of neurochemicals that go through your body of like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm on live TV and what if I don't say the right thing and all these things. And what I do that helps me out in these types of situations is I tell my brain how to reinterpret these neurochemicals. So I tell myself, Carrie, you're really excited. Carrie, you are thrilled to share this message today to people. In other words, I tell my body how to interpret these new neurochemicals. And as a result, my body's like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. We are excited. You know, we are excited. We are thrilled. We do want to share this message. We do want to help other people. And it reinterprets that for you in a way that normalizes it. And what happens is then your all your physiological symptoms just kind of come back to a place where it's normal. And then you get into your strength zone and you crush it, you nail it. So again, this is a little trick I use that has helped me out quite a bit over the years. Because, truth be told, you know, I used to have a severe stuttering problem and I used to not want to speak at all. And as a result, I've had to learn coping strategies, tactics to be able to get my message out. Because, look, the message is about igniting souls, and if I get stuck as the messenger, that's going to limit the message, and that's not effective. So go make it happen today. Don't be afraid to get your message out and begin to tell your body how to interpret those new neurochemicals. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.